No. 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 You know, I've started to feel some kinship with Kaplan. Like, here's... So, I heard them talking about Kaplan wearing a robe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't have my robe out. I do own a robe, but I didn't have it out. And I heard Kaplan talking about, you know what? A robe is actually a good idea. So I went into my closet, I dug out the robe, and I've worn it every night since.
Yeah, I'm not a robe guy.
I'm a big robe guy. I'm a big robe guy. I totally forgot how much a good robe is. It's comfortable. It's all purpose. Kaplan is making me a robe, apparently. A Sedano and Cap robe. They're doing a line of robes for the holidays.
Okay.
So I'm going to get one of those. Kaplan is, right.
Sedano's not.
Sedano, but it's going to have Sedano and Kaplan's name on it.
Right, but Sedano's very anti-robe.
Yeah, I don't get the
anti-robe. Yeah, what's weird is you're starting to side with Kaplan on that show, and I'm normally a Sedano guy. I normally tend to go with Sedano in their arguments.
Here's the thing about Kaplan. He gets so much crap from those guys. He is really... Basically, the show should be called Let's Beat Up Kaplan. For all intents and purposes, they all, Laura and Lindsay.
Yeah, but if you
Sedano,
took that show and like, Kaplan is the Mason of that show, and Sedano's more like the Ireland. Sedano and I both do play-by-play.
That's true.
Sedano
yeah.
and I both do TV.
Kind of buttoned up.
Sedano and I are both married.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call George buttoned up, but the, I would, of that show, you're more like Kaplan and I'm more like Sedano.
Did you hear, because we've been talking about the Mandy Awards, and you can vote 710awards.net. We know, you don't have it? We know that there's a battle royale brewing between Jorge and Laura Romo, who's the afternoon show associate producer.
Hey, guys, vote for Jorge.
And Maite has weighed in.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't think you were here for this, but there was an incident where Laura potted down Maite. Were you here?
No,
for
yeah,
that?
I was on that show.
Okay, you were on that show. So Maite,
I thought that was that went way. I love Laura, but that was way over the line.
So Jorge, do you have this? Maite has actually issued a response.
Don't vote for Laura.
Don't
vote for Laura.
And here's the weird thing: aren't Laura and Maite friends?
Yeah. Of course.
Like.
Don't
That's
vote
awesome.
For Laura. That is going to be a big deal. I'm going to take it personally if I don't win at least one award.
That sounds like you.
Won't you take it personally if you don't win? There are so many categories. If you don't win at least one award, who are you?
Yeah, I could. It makes no difference to me. What do you want me to? I'll vote for you for the award you care the most about. What do you want?
Best show.
But that's not an individual award. You're coveting at least some individual award.
Okay, so I guess what I'm hoping for is host of the year.
Okay.
Host of the year. I don't think that's a heavy lift.
If you had to pick one, John, which award did you want?
I don't know. I haven't looked at them.
Fill in host of the year. No, that's not you.
Man of the people.
Voting for Ramona.
Wait, man of the people.
Most intelligent.
Mace. Yeah, so... Man of the people is, but probably Michael.
Keyshawn?
Keyshawn's never here.
Still a man of the people. Travis? Travis is a man of the people?
Yeah.
Travis is kind of a man of the people. Yeah. He's kind of a man of the people.
Honestly, Kaplan, kind of a man of the people.
Kind of a man of the people, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people who are kind of, that's kind of the jam, right?
Yeah. What about smartest host, Ireland? You want that one?
I think most informative host. I'm right every time I vote, and that's quite a few times a day. Every time I vote, vote for you for most knowledgeable host.
Bergman, how do I vote?
710awards.net. There's a big button that says vote.
Okay.
Easy.
710awards.net.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, get into this Corey Seager thing,
okay,
because
so,
I felt strongly about this for a long time.
Okay, so Corey Seager, you know, I think most people realize if you live in California, highest income tax rate in the country. And Texas, where Corey Seager signed, he signed with the Rangers, has zero state income tax.
Correct.
So I dug this up. In order for Seager to sign with the Dodgers and walk away with the same money he's getting with the Rangers, the Dodgers would have had to give him $401 million. That's an extra $76 million in order to get the same money in Los Angeles. So 10 years, $401 million would have been the equivalent of 10 years, $325 million with Texas.
Right. Now, baseball isn't a good example, but so let me use the NBA as an example.
Okay.
Let's say we're talking about LeBron, all right, or talking about Anthony Davis or anybody, and they're a free agent. And the Mavericks offer him $400 million. Shouldn't the Lakers or the Warriors or the Clippers or the Sacramento Kings be able to offer a higher amount to compensate for the taxes? The player and the team can't control the tax rate. All right. So why is that? Doesn't that put the teams that play in a state with higher income tax at a pretty big disadvantage?
Sure it does.
But you can't. So if a max offer is $400 million and the Mavericks offer it, the best thing the Clippers, the Lakers, the Kings, or the Warriors could do is offer $400 million. Shouldn't they be able to offer $476?
It's an interesting question. So in other words, it skews the whole salary cap thing.
Correct. Doesn't it?
Right. Because LeBron, I don't, let's just say.
Same thing with Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida has no state tax.
No state tax, right. So let's say LeBron, what's LeBron signed? 4 years and.
Well, I mean, just I don't know what the max is. Let's say it's 4 years, $300 million.
4 years, $300 million. So that money isn't $300 million if you sign in California. It's $300 million if you sign in Texas. And what you're saying is adjust the salary cap.
Well, if I was a players union, I would want that. You know, and if I was the NBA, I'd want that to make it a competitive
but
offer.
If I was a small owner, I don't think I'd want that.
But wait, it's not necessarily – Dallas isn't a small market. They're like the seventh or eighth biggest city in the country.
No matter what, we have the highest income tax
rate. And I think
rate.
New York's number two.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. You pay more taxes, but you get to live in California.
Right. But why – I think that as a fan of a California –
You get to enhance your brand by being a member of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, but how is it fair to the Sacramento Kings?
If there is higher income tax,
so I'm a player. I'm an elite
right.
player.
Okay, got it.
I've got two max offers on the table.
Yes.
One's to go to the Dallas Mavericks. Yep. The other is to go to the Sacramento Kings.
Right.
But because of the tax rate, I would save $75 million going to the Mavs. How's that fair to the Kings?
God, my initial reaction is that's life.
But should it be?
You've got a team in California.
Should
you,
it be?
You play but, by the rules. Should it be? In other words, should you be able
Sacramento's
to pay...
Sacramento's a small market team.
Should you be able to pay more if you're a California team?
To compensate
team?
For the tax rate.
And my answer is, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I've always thought that.
Yeah, probably. What do you think, Bergman?
It's weird. I just don't really understand why we have to have different... In different states, they have different
it's
tax
the,
laws.
It's the price you pay to live in those states. So if you want to live in... A lot of people are moving out of California because it's getting too expensive to live here. But if you can afford it, you can stay. So, but Greg, a lot of people are moving to Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Idaho. You know, a lot of people are going just because of the tax rates.
Well, that's what Sacramento, I mean, as much as we love having Sacramento here and the Kings are, you know, the cowbell state or whatever they do, but then they should move. If they're a small market team, they should move to a different smaller market area that has no state tax if they want to be, because who wants to, even if you do take that away, even if you do make this money change so that they can afford to bring
people in. So they can provide the same amount of take-home pay as the Mavericks do.
Sure. If they do that, do people still want to go to Sacramento?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I still would agree. Smart market, still I don't care how much money Sacramento is just an outpost where nobody wants to go play.
Can I tell you what the worry would be for me as a Laker fan? Let's say the next big free agent's out there and he gets a max offer to go to the Lakers and a max offer to go to the Miami Heat. No state tax in Florida. I want to be able to compete with that offer.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, then you have the city. Like, then you have the city of L.A. You have the Lakers with 16 championships to, I think, what is it, two or three in Miami?
Yeah, but it's Miami.
Sure, but it's still
not exactly like you're moving to Sacramento. It's Miami.
No, but you're still coming to L.A. You're becoming a Laker. The name the Lakers means more than something like the Heat.
True, but then what about the Clippers and the Kings?
Well, nobody needs to go to the Clippers.
Well, I mean, that's your preference.
Right, but it's the same thing. But, like, Kawhi came, right? Kawhi came and went to the Clippers.
Right.
Paul George got traded to the Clippers. I think that's they're still having that because you're still in L.A.
Right. Those guys want to live in L.A.
Right.
So that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely part of it. It's definitely part of it. But, I mean, that's life, man. I mean, that's the way the system is set up. I totally get what you're saying. But I mean, people are always going to sign with the Lakers. People are definitely going to sign with the Warriors. It's whether you're an attractive destination or not. Sacramento's not an attractive destination, regardless of dollars.
Yeah,
nobody's going to say, "Hey, I think I'll sign with Sacramento."
The principle of it is that you can save a lot more money going to a state with no state taxes than to go to Sacramento. So it kneecaps the Kings.
So let me see here. I wanted to bring this up because. I just saw a tweet about it, and I saw this tweet, and I completely agree with this person. This is at Shane Sorensen. I have this feeling the Rams will beat the Cardinals decisively, making it a statement game. You know, I have that same feeling.
I don't.
Monday night, I have a feeling that the Rams are going to win that game decisively.
I don't know why, and maybe you can tell me why you do it, but I can't understand why people don't respect what Arizona's done this year. They're 7-0 on the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a matter
of... And three of those games were without Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins.
But it's not a matter of not respecting. They're a
the
beatable team. They've been beaten twice.
Yeah, they're the best team in the NFL.
So right now, you think they're the best team in the NFL?
Right now.
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not.
I mean, you think Tampa would beat them?
I think Tampa might. I think the Packers might. I think the Rams are going to beat them Monday.
Now, keep in mind, if they keep home field, they never have to play outside in the playoffs.
True. And I mean,
so they take weather completely out of it. But aren't the Packers only have three losses?
Packers are 9-3, Buccaneers 9-3.
Right. So they don't have
Cowboys, Rams 8-4, Cardinals are 10-2.
By the way, I thought the Rams win over Jacksonville pretty much locks the Rams into the playoffs.
I agree. Absolutely. They are locked into the playoffs. I think I saw, according to one of those football power index things, that the Rams are now 95% likely to make the playoffs.
Yeah, there's just too much of a gap between them and the teams that are fighting.
Basically,
for the
in the
spot.
NFC, Cardinals, Packers, Buccaneers, Cowboys, and Rams are all locked in.
But by the way, if the Rams do what you're suggesting, they do go down to Arizona and hammer them, they could still win the division. I think they lose this game, the division's over.
Yeah, I think the division is...
Because it would put the Cardinals... Three games up.
Yeah, no,
with the tiebreaker.
And I don't think necessarily the Rams are going to win the division. I think the Rams, I think right now, if as a Rams fan, I'm hoping for one home playoff game. That's what I'm hoping for is one home playoff game.
Hey, and if you make the Super Bowl, you get two?
Get two, exactly right. All right, coming up next for you, I want to get to the Lakers who are taking on the Celtics tonight across the street at the soon-to-be Crypto.com arena. John, Keanu Reeves, who I'm a huge fan of, has recommended his three best movies. Do you have any idea what they might be?
No, I haven't seen this.
We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Christmas time is here again. By the way, Mythical Money...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We decided has to end the last day that you and I do a show together. We've got a really sketchy schedule through the holidays. You're out some days. I'm out some days.
Although I'm working the week between Christmas and New Year's. Are you?
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so it'll be in the last 5 days of the month.
It'll be December the
22nd.
22nd, because I'm here, you're not here, I'm here, you're not here.
Okay.
We don't hit each other. So December the 22nd is the last day for Mythical Money Gaming. And as of right now, Bergman has a commanding lead.
Well, he's 100. Right. You're Greg. You're 105,000 ahead of me, right?
I'm at 209. You're at 110. So I have
one bet, 99. One Ireland win, and one Bergman loss, and we switch spots.
You got to bet big. What are you going to bet on? Are you going to bet an NFL game?
Yes, it will be an NFL
and
game.
And not a parlay.
Well, I'll only bet a parlay if I have to.
Meaning at the very, very end.
Yeah, but I may not have any money by then.
So there's one way that I could get more Mythical Money this year.
Nah, we established that.
No. There's a bet out there. There's a bet out there. Jorge, don't laugh.
Oh, go ahead. Tell us.
The bet was $10,000 Mythical Dollars will get somebody from the Chargers on the show before the end of the year.
It's true. That is one of the
okay.
best. Okay.
Which means
so you're actually negative then.
No.
No, because you got to put the money in to get it.
No, I get 10,000 Mythical.
But if we don't, you're negative.
Yeah, but it's just like Jeopardy. He'll be minus 10 grand.
Yeah, so.
So next year you start at 90?
No. Because Ireland said, there is no way anybody from the Chargers will ever come on the show when you're here. And I said, I'll bet you 10,000 Mythical dollars that they do.
All right, it's got to be an active Charger.
Active Charger.
Okay.
Bergman?
Yeah, I'm not helping
if
you.
If you can get a Charger on, then I get $10,000. I get 10,000 Mythical dollars, and I'm allowed to make another wager. I'm allowed to play a parlay and try to play myself back into this thing.
So yeah. Here's the other way to look at it, too, John, is that you would lose $10,000.
There's not a Charger coming on, so I'm not worried about it.
Why is that?
They don't trust you.
I'm perfectly nice to the Chargers now.
Yeah, they don't trust you.
Well, who specifically doesn't trust me?
The Chargers front office.
The entire Chargers front office does not trust me.
The public relations department is not giving you a Charger. Because all you have done is crap on them since they moved out.
I have not crapped on them this year.
Okay.
I have not at any point this year. Like,
right,
I'm a big
ahead.
Brandon Staley fan.
Call them up,
I'm
see big, what they say.
I'm a big Justin Herbert fan.
See what they say.
I think I got to stay out of this. So it's got to be between you two. You guys actually have to book the Charger.
Okay.
I can't be
I'll
part
book
of this.
The Charger myself.
Okay, good. Go. Go
I
for
get
it.
Emails from them all the time.
I'm
all right,
sure
go for
you
it.
Do.
And I haven't even unsubscribed.
Okay.
For the Dignity Health Center Park?
Correct. Correct. All right, so, John, tonight the Lakers
versus... Hey, before you go into the Lakers, Chris just tweeted us. You're giving up in the division but still want a home playoff game?
Yeah.
You only get a home game if you win the division, you dope.
I don't think that's true.
No, he's right, because aren't there seven teams that make the playoffs?
Let's see. Let me just do a question. But one, two, three,
if you're not the,
four.
If you don't win the division, you're a wild card.
One gets a bye. And then the
three
division winners
five,
would get the home
six,
games,
seven.
Right?
Oh, crap. Yeah, that's right.
He's right. Thank you, Chris.
Things you never hear. Chris Morales is right.
No, not Chris Morales.
Oh, Chris who?
Chris, one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't get a home playoff game unless you win the division.
But that if they beat Arizona, they can still win the division.
Yeah, there'll be a game back having split the series.
Right.
Right, having split the series. So they will conceivably have a home game if they win the division, but got to win the division.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling they're going to beat Arizona. I just have a feeling. You know what the line is on that game?
Now let me guess. Arizona at home. They've been the better team. I'm going to go Cardinals by two.
Cardinals minus 3.5. Three is for just having a home game.
Yeah. So I was thinking Cardinals by one.
Yeah, you had it closer than the actual line, but the line is close.
I bet you it bets down to two. You should jump on that now if you want to bet it.
I don't have any money.
Well, that's a good point.
I have no Mythical money.
Yeah,
I cannot make any wages.
You bet it all
until somebody from the Chargers comes on.
Wouldn't be an overtime game
all
on Thanksgiving.
All we need is I'm emailing the Chargers right now this email address.
Good luck.
There should be a certain person. Like, you don't get me like an offensive lineman.
No.
He's an active
player. Somebody from the Chargers was the bet.
So if it's an offensive lineman, third string, that just happens to be on the team.
Is that not satisfy the bet? Somebody from the Chargers?
It still needs to be air worthy. It needs
to be
based in Ireland worthy.
It's going to be, hey, how's it going? Nice season so far. Hope you make the playoffs. Thanks. Something like
so
that.
So it doesn't have to be like Brandon Staley or Justin Herbert?
No, it's the bet was somebody from the Chargers. I'll take the PR guy and put him on. Oh, look who it is.
Why not ask for Justin Herbert?
I want Justin Herbert on the show.
Go big.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen. Don't ask for some backup lineman.
Keenan Allen's on the COVID list.
Well, he's at home. You could talk to
him. Yeah, he's got nothing but time.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
if you get a big name, I'll give you $50,000 from my mythical money.
Get the hell
if you get a big name.
Here.
If you get a starter.
Well,
if you get a starter.
Talk about
it's got to be one of the big three. It's got to be Austin Eckler.
He just said.
This is a collective.
Oh, collective. Okay. Yeah.
Big name. Joey Bosa. Herbert.
Joey Bosa, you'll accept. Herbert, you'll accept.
What were the top three you wanted to say, John? The top three you wanted to say.
Well, I think, Mace, how about if I give you five? All right? I'll give you five names. If you get one of these five.
Okay.
Okay. Staley,
yep.
Herbert,
okay.
Eckler,
yep.
Derwin James, or Bosa.
Okay.
Well, Bosa's hurt, so that's probably not going to happen.
What about the general manager?
No.
Nah, nobody cares about that.
General managers are a big deal.
All right, Mace, if you can tell me his name in 3 seconds. One,
Ted
two,
Telesco.
Tom Telesco. Wrong.
How close was I?
Okay, if you get Tom Telesco, you have to call him Ted.
You should have just went Jeopardy. Who is Telesco?
Who is Telesco? That's all I really needed.
That's all you needed. That's right.
But since you said Ted, Alex Trebek would have buzzed you.
Yeah, he would have buzzed me.
And not only do you have to call him Ted, you have to call it for him the whole time. Hey, Ted. All right, so let me ask you a question. Yeah. Ted, so let me say this. Ted, tell me about Justin Herbert. Ted, do you like Brandon Staley?
And then they'll never call again.
But all I need him is once.
Yeah.
I only need Ted once on the show.
One of the top five there in that list.
One of the top five. Okay.
Yeah.
Staley, Herbert, Eckler, Derwin James, or Joey Bosa.
Ireland, you explain.
Ted Telesco.
Ireland, you explain why I would want to play in Miami if I was a young player.
Why?
Taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, but Michael, you think that the league should allow the other teams to pay more to make up the tax difference?
To make up for the adjustment. You got that right. That should be in the collective bargaining agreement because guys will sign for that tax advantage.
Yeah, it makes a huge. Well, I don't know if you heard this earlier, but for Corey Seager.
Well, I've always said that.
To have made that much, he would have had to be paid $407 million in California.
Making 32 in Texas like making 40 in California because of the cost of living in Texas.
But here's the thing, we get to live in California.
Hey, you ever been to Texas?
I have.
I love it. And plus, Corey's a country boy. His home's in North Carolina.
Right.
So he doesn't keep being out in the woods and the wilds of Texas. He grew up in that.
Yeah, I wouldn't live in Texas.
Would you live in Charlotte?
I don't think so. There are only two cities I would live in right now. I would live in New York and L.A.
Well, you're just a bright lights and big city guy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Do? What do you do in L.A. that you can't do in Charlotte?
This is where it's all happening, man.
Oh,
this is where I'm pitching deals. I'm signing.
I got cast in a movie. I get it. The marijuana laws. That's it. That's only. Well, you should move to Jamaica then. You could have a whole farm.
I don't think Texas. Oh, do you know where they're growing a ton of weed now? Is out in Desert Hot Springs.
You could grow weed
out there? They've got these gigantic facilities. This, by the way, is the official Jamaica song called Good Ganja Sense that they have released as of this week.
Is that their new anthem?
New anthem, right, because it's got positive benefits.
Yeah.
But no, Tyson is growing weed out in Desert Hot Springs. They built these gigantic greenhouses.
Oh, I thought you needed a lot of rain.
Because there's nothing but space out there. No.
Oh, wow.
That's where a lot of it's coming from now.
So you're saying that Bob Marley was way ahead of his time, huh?
And the Rastafarians. Ahead of his time.
That was their religion, you know.
Yeah.
Is that your new religion now?
Why don't you
grow some dreads?
Me to culturally appropriate dreads? Yeah,
why not
happening.
Why not?
I already have to lose an eyebrow, for God's sake. All right. Coming up. Hey, by the way, I wanted to mention this. At any point, Santa Slee.
Oh, please.
Could
play along,
slide
Michael.
Down the chimney.
He's still Travis. Travis is jovial. He looks like Santa. He doesn't need a padding for the suit.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, Merry
Christmas, everybody.
At any point, he could come down the chimney. So if you're if you hear it, be calling number 7-877-710-ESPN. Got a chance to win in our 12 days of Christmas. This is day number one. Mason in Ireland. Michael Thompson's hanging out today. 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yes. Oh. All right. Caller number seven is Jonathan Navarro. Jonathan, where are you calling from, man?
North Hollywood right now.
North Hollywood, okay.
Hey, Jonathan. Yeah.
So hey, here we go. You can make your pick. You can either choose the Travis and Sliwa box, the Mason and Ireland box, or the Sedano and Cat box. Which one do you want?
I'm going with your guys' show. Mason in Ireland.
Alright, congrats,
wow,
Jonathan.
Wow, so Jonathan, you get to go to SoFi. Have you been yet?
No, I haven't.
Man, enjoy it.
You will love it, man. You will love it. Thanks a lot for playing along. We appreciate Jonathan Navarro there at in NoHo. So, ho, ho, ho. I'm Santa Slee.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So Michael Thompson's hanging out. Are you excited about it? Now you're not buying Sliwa as Santa Claus at all.
Oh right? No. He looks more like an angry elf.
So Michael, tonight it's the Celtics. The
yes.
Last time we played the Celtics, we got walloped pretty good there at the Boston Garden or whatever they call that place.
And we had to put
Garden.
Up with Cedric Maxwell mocking us in the media section.
Faking like he's smoking a cigar, mocking the great James Worthy.
Could there be anything worse than losing back-to-back games to the Clippers and the Celtics? That is awful.
Yeah, that's about as bad
as
it gets.
You know, Mace, that Michael said to me the other day that he would rather the Celtics win a title than the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Think about it, Mace. Do you know how insufferable it would be around here listening to these Clipper fans?
But, Mace, that would give the Celtics 18 titles and the Lakers only 17.
We'll get to 18. I'm not worried about that. But I wouldn't be able to take the Clippers winning one. They'll act like they just won the 18th. We'll never hear that. You'd be falling asleep at night. Clipper Darryl will be outside your room going, "Let's go, Clippers,
right,
let's go."
Blue and red suit, blue and red car.
You'd be haunting us.
Honking his horn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it.
That's an interesting question. Bergman, what about you? You're a big Lakers fan. Which, if one of these teams has to win a championship, Celtics or Clippers, which one do you choose?
I'm totally with Michael. If they have 17 championships, we have 17 championships. They've already won before. I do not want the Clippers to get anything whatsoever because then it legitimizes them. We talk about this a lot for other things. It legitimizes them, and they do not need any of that.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
John, what about you?
I will take the words of the great, late Dr. Jerry Buss. The answer to any dilemma like this is always four words. Anybody but the Celtics.
Yeah, I got to say, John, I'm with the crowd here.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I would not be able to sleep at night if the Clippers...
It's a Clipper town! That's all we'd hear.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Clipper town!
Yeah. We rule L.A.
When the Angels win the World Series, should it become an Angel town?
That's Anaheim. Yeah. That doesn't even come
when
close. The
Ducks
thing.
Won the...
We're talking about a team that plays in the exact same building as we do in the Crypto.com arena.
Live in the same house as you.
Michael, we're in the Crypto.com arena now.
Really? Not until
Christmas.
Oh, Christmas Day. Yeah. Christmas Day. Tonight, they took down the sign.
They took down Staples already?
Yeah, it doesn't say Staples on the building
anymore. Right now it's a blank stadium.
Blank stadium,
no
right.
We're at the No Name Arena.
No Name Arena,
what you got to say tonight
in
Ireland. There's no name up there.
But that's a good question. If one team was going to win a championship, would you want it to be the Clippers or the Celtics?
I appreciate the Celtics' history. Yep. I respect the Celtics as an iconic franchise.
Right.
I can understand if they won another championship because the Lakers and the Celtics are that type of franchise. But if the Clippers won one, we got to just hear about it the rest.
We would hear about it nonstop. It would be obnoxious.
They'd be calling. They'd be They'll be logging into your show or breaking into your show. Hey, let's go to Joe and El Segundo. Clippers are number one. And they hang up. That's all you'd hear.
And you know what? They would cover our right. banners, right. and then they would hang their little exactly. banner out front.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be
Ireland,
so annoying.
See, Ireland, you're sort of isolated over there behind the gates of Manhattan Beach. You don't have to deal with the public like the rest of us peasants.
Michael, you live behind the gates at the beach.
You just live behind different gates.
No, I don't know.
Your backyard
gates.
Is the beach.
I can see the beach, but there's no gate.
That's a good question, though. In other words, one of these teams has to win a title, either the Celtics or the Clippers. Mm-hmm. You've got to say one.
Yeah. Well, I'll go with the Celtics because I can live with them because they've won it many times before, and I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, I can't live in a town where the Clippers
no.
win a title.
No.
Oh, God, that would be so no. obnoxious, John. Would
exactly.
that not be the most obnoxious thing?
No, the most obnoxious thing would be if the Celtics won again.
Yeah,
no.
But they're used to that.
The Clippers are like Michael,
if they win a
way...
title, they can say, it's our time.
Exactly. That's
they've
like,
never even
you.
Made the finals.
No, no, but we're saying...
If they did.
We're saying if they yeah. win it all.
I think you're yeah. giving them too much credit.
Oh,
wait a minute. If they win it all, you're saying we won't hear about that all year long? We will hear about it nonstop all year.
From who?
From
the 20,000 Clipper fans.
Right, but they're all the same
game.
Ones.
They're the same ones. It's a small group of, yeah. of fans, but they go to all the games.
That's right. They're loud.
Yeah, I would find that super.
They're like
super
the neighbor
annoying.
Who will come into your house, Island, and mess it up and leave it messy when they leave.
Hey, Michael, we were talking about this earlier. It looks like Damian Lillard could get traded. If either Dame to Philly for Simmons or CJ McCollum and a package of other Blazers to Philly for Simmons, doesn't that help both teams?
No, two things. I don't understand Mason's attitude towards Ben Simmons because this boy's a stud. He can play.
Look, I've seen – I saw Lonzo Ball learn how to shoot. Yeah, I have not seen Ben Simmons
guy.
Learn how
he's
to shoot.
He's a triple-double guy. Who like Ireland
but
says,
not all triple-doubles are the same,
yeah,
Michael.
But he can guard
not all
five positions. I love Ben
it's
Simmons.
Great. It's great until you get to a high-leverage game and he takes one
it
shot.
It can help both teams. These idiots won't see the ask for Ben Simmons, probably, what's his name? This is the Maxey, is his name,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah,
Tyrese Maxey.
Maxey in a first-round pick. And for Ben Simmons and, I don't know, throw something else in there from Philadelphia. That helps both teams. I don't understand it. Philadelphia will now go from a good team in the East to possibly come into the finals to play the Lakers.
Well, from Philly's, I think whoever gets Damian Lillard wins the trade.
Well, yeah, because he's a stud.
Whoever gets Dame wins the trade.
But that's for now, but Ben's only 25.
Yeah, still can't shoot.
Yeah, but he
there's a reason why he hasn't been traded. There's a reason why nobody said, hey, nobody's banging
because
on Daryl Morey's door saying, hey, we want Ben
they're
Simmons.
They're waiting for Philly to get desperate. Instead of asking for an 85 or 90 cents on a dollar, they wait for Philly to settle for 60 cents on a dollar. Well, man, it makes sense for both teams.
I think so, too.
Portland's going nowhere. They're stuck in purgatory. Philadelphia's got a guy, a great asset they're not even using. Trade the guy and get something for him. My goodness, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with Michael.
Yeah.
I think it would work up today. Well, Michael, what do you expect tonight?
Oh, boy, it's going to be a good game tonight. The Lakers have to respond tonight. The hated Celtics are in town. Their pride was hurt against their in-town rivalry, and they got punked by the Clippers. With LeBron back and enthusiastic and energized, ready to play, and they still got whooped by the Clippers.
Hey, give me
without
your
Kawhi. Come
yeah,
on.
Give me your opinion on this, because Mason, I think, makes a point that a lot of Laker fans make. I think if they fix the defense, they'll be right there. But
yes.
Mason argues, and I'm not sure he's not right, that the Lakers don't have good defensive players. That
they
can't...
don't have guys that are good at defense.
True. You're right about that.
Okay, so how do we right that wrong? I mean, obviously, can they scheme it differently? I mean, how do the Lakers fix the defense?
It all comes down to scheming, and I'm serious about this. I don't know if they would do it. I'm sure they're listening to us. I don't know why they don't bring in Michael Cooper, who was a great defensive player, who excelled in the Pat Riley defensive schemes. Bring him in on the coaching staff and let him teach that scheme to these guys. You don't have to be a great, but if you know how to move in sync and how to cover and how to be in the right positions, how to read, these offenses today are so simplistic. There's nothing to them. High screen, shoot a three. High screen,
right.
you get the ball, you go one-on-one. If you don't have it, then you throw it to this guy over here, and he goes one-on-one. But Michael Cooper can teach these guys how to rotate and be in position. I know I'm just talking to the wind, but I really wish they would consider bringing Michael Cooper in there to be that defensive
coordinator. Well, does Michael Cooper have interest in that?
You think if he calls him, he wouldn't be interested? Or if they call him, he wouldn't say, yeah, listen to
even
what
if they brought him in,
yeah,
you'd like
as a
to
consultant.
Do it. Yeah.
My goodness.
Wouldn't be a terrible
bring
idea.
Bring in the Pat Riley schemes. It worked for Showtime, so it'll work now. It's easier now because the offenses are so
but
uncreative.
But don't you have to naturally be a good defender in order to be a good defender?
You can be taught. Larry Bird wasn't a great move-your-feet defender, but he had great instincts. Clyde Drexler, as great an athlete as he is, was a horrible defender, moving his feet, trying to stay in front of him. But he could read the defense. He was in position to get steals. He was great at getting steals, jumping into the passing lanes. You can teach that. But you got to – I'm not in practice. Maybe they are working on it. I don't know what they're working on.
I'm sure they're working. I mean, sure they're working at defense,
but
right?
But bring in Michael Cooper. Talk to Kurt Rambis. He was there doing Showtime.
Well,
he knows
Kurt
how to play
Rambis
this.
Is there, man.
Yeah. Kurt should come off the jump down, come down from the ivory tower, and go down to the court and say, "Hey, look, guys, this is the way we did it." I don't know, just a suggestion.
I don't think Kurt's actually in an ivory tower.
Ooh, over there.
No, as a matter of fact, Kurt was on the
buildings in the whole ivory
Kurt
tower.
Was on the last trip.
Yeah.
That whole
building's an ivory tower, man. You've been there, haven't you? You see,
I've been there. Yeah, it's
up in that second floor.
Beautiful facility.
I wish I had an office up there.
That's where I made a lot of free throws.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are you, 3 for 20?
Yeah, 3 for 20.
Hey, well, you did better. You did two more than I thought.
That's true. You thought I'd do one.
For 20.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I went out there now, it'd be a completely different story.
You think
I've been
you could
working
go 50%?
On my free throw. I think I can shoot 50 now.
What do you think, Ireland? 10 for 20.
Mason?
Yeah.
No chance. I would bet money. Mason, if you want to try and make some mythical money, I bet you couldn't make 5 of 20.
Whoa.
5 of 20.
Last time you made 2 of 20, right?
It was 2 of 20.
2 of 20.
At the facility.
I think he could do 5. I think he's got the knack now. You know you got to put more legs into it.
More legs. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. More legs.
After 10, because you start to get a little fatigued.
Yeah, so I'm the Ben Simmons of free throws.
Well, you get off of Ben Simmons. You wouldn't like to see him on the Lakers?
No.
What?
No, I'm not a Ben Simmons guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a Ben Simmons guy.
See, he's been out of those.
I saw him in a really big game last year take one shot.
He had a bad game. Michael Jordan.
But where's the killer in him?
Well, don't say Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan never had bad games.
In the playoffs?
He shrunk away from big moments.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's actually had bad shooting games in the playoffs. I've seen that.
Right, but he took shots.
Well.
Ben didn't. Ben actually, not only did he not make shots, he didn't even take shots.
That's a big difference.
All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's got a bunch of stuff he's going to throw at us. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Appreciate it, Chris. All right, so the Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick debate seemed to be over after Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl last year. But after last night's Patriot win with only 3 passes and now 7 straight wins with a rookie quarterback, Is the debate starting to ramp back up a little bit, even though Brady is having MVP-type season again this year?
So, Mace, I was thinking about this.
Yep.
This is kind of Shaq versus Kobe. Remember when Shaq and Kobe broke up?
Right.
Shaq immediately won a title.
Yep.
He went to Miami and won a title, and everybody went, wow, the Lakers backed the wrong horse. Then, a few years later, Kobe led the Lakers back to the finals 3 straight times, winning 2 of them. So in that case, Shaq won the battle, but Kobe won the war. That could be happening again here. Brady won the battle. He went to Tampa and won a title. But if Belichick takes the Patriots back to the Super Bowl with Mac Jones and is a Super Bowl contender for the next 3 or 4 years,
sure,
doesn't Belichick win the war?
No, then it's even.
You think it's even then?
Even, yeah. I mean,
What if Belichick goes to 3 straight Super Bowls and wins
3 straight Super Bowls? No,
he does what Kobe did
anymore.
Well, yeah. If he surpasses Brady, yeah, then he wins. He takes over. But no, if he wins it this year, then it's even.
You know, right now the most, according to Vegas, the most likely Super Bowl scenario is New England versus Tampa Bay.
Really? Wow.
Can you imagine
a 10% chance?
Mace, can't you buy your tickets for the Super Bowl regardless of who's in it?
Yes.
Can you imagine what you'll be able to sell them for if that's the game?
Yeah, really, that'd be something. I mean, they're not playing against each other, right? It's not like
they are playing against
each
other.
No, they would be playing against each other.
No, they are.
Coach. It would be the Patriots against Tampa in the Super Bowl.
It's Brady versus Belichick. That's what that series comes down. Come on, that's what it comes down to.
Even though Belichick won't be on the field.
Last night, whether he ran.
Well, wait a minute. He'll be standing on the field, Michael. He'll be coaching the Patriots.
What about as a player? It's not like Deion versus Moss.
No, Michael, it's exactly that. I mean, people in Boston
yeah,
said you can either back Brady or you can back Belichick. They backed Belichick.
Well, of course, because he's still in Boston.
Although, I'll tell you what, I've got friends that are Boston fans, and they don't hate Brady.
They understand why he
left.
They
understand why he left. They think he was underappreciated in Boston.
Didn't the Patriots give up on him? They told him they didn't want him back, right?
The Patriots could have brought him back at a number.
They did the Jerry Krause, Michael Jordan thing. Well, thanks, but yeah, you can go now.
It is. It's totally true. Yeah. It would be an unbelievable story if it wound up being Tampa Bay and New England in the Super Bowl.
That's what it's looking like now.
Oh, God.
Everybody else in the AFC. Well, Kansas City still has a lot to say about it, but right now the Patriots look like they're back.
Yeah.
So The Batman, which is the new movie with Robert Pattinson.
Batman.
The
yes.
Batman. Yes, The Batman. Is pretty star-studded, actually. Besides Pattinson, Jeffrey Wright will play Jim Gordon, and Colin Farrell will play the Penguin.
Yes.
Well, HBO Max is creating a spin-off Batman show called The Penguin, and Colin Farrell has already signed on. Has signed on to continue the role in the spin-off show.
Wow.
Does this make you want to watch the spin-off HBO Max show more, or wait and see how he does in the movie first?
So the spinoff show is going to happen before the Batman comes out?
I think it comes after.
Oh, yeah. No,
Well,
totally
why wouldn't we just
watch
the movie, and if it's any good, we'll go to the show?
That's what I would do.
Like, did you want to watch the show before? Like, if you knew that this was coming out, would you watch it without Colin Farrell?
Well, listen, I will watch Colin Farrell in pretty much anything. I had a chance to have dinner with him. He's the nicest guy in the world. I would support his work no matter what. So I would definitely watch it. And I think these spinoff shows have been fantastic. Like, I haven't started. When I go on vacation next week, I'm bringing Hawkeye, which is the new Disney Plus show. I loved Loki. I loved, what was the first one? Oh, I loved WandaVision. All these spinoff shows have been great. So I absolutely would be in on HBO Max, a Penguin series starring Colin Farrell.
You know, I don't get it. I never could understand Batman. And what the appeal is. He has no superpowers.
Thank you.
If you come after him, all you got to do is shoot him.
Exactly.
No, am I right?
Bulletproof suit.
No, he doesn't.
He has a bulletproof suit. It absolutely is.
Shoot him in the head.
You really don't think Batman wears a bulletproof suit and a bulletproof face?
His whole face is
His whole face is bulletproof.
No, the whole bottom of his face is open. You can shoot him in the face.
It actually is a very interesting point.
No, it's not. Batman is
Batman.
Man,
listen.
He's
if Batman came in Liberty City when I was in high school, he wouldn't have lasted a day.
Oh, he'd have kicked ass.
Man, that brother's down there?
Oh, yeah. He'd have kicked ass.
All you would have heard was pop, pop, pop.
He's got all kinds of
I'd much rather be one of the other superheroes.
Yeah, at least Spider-Man could get you with his web.
No, Ireland, you would be Batman because he's rich. He lives in Wayne Manor. The same way you live in Ireland Manor.
Hey, yeah.
All right, Michael, the biggest question.
Yeah.
Is Batman a superhero?
No.
Of course
Thank
he
you.
Is. Of course
no, he's
he
not.
Is.
Let's go, Michael. Why
I never agree with you more.
Because he does super things.
No,
that's
he doesn't.
The only thing.
He drives a cool car and lives in a cave.
He's rich.
And he's rich.
That's
and
it.
He has
he's
every
rich.
Gadget in the world. He can shoot fire out of his car.
So any NBA player could be a superhero.
If he put his money into Bitcoin and he lost all of it, then he would not be a superhero anymore.
Wasn't Kobe kind of a superhero?
But he wasn't fighting crime. I'm talking about a crime hero.
He was fighting the Celtics, which means he was fighting criminals.
He is better at fighting crime than the average person. That makes him a superhero.
If LeBron puts on Batman's uniform and goes into some
in a fancy car.
Listen, there I am to fight crime.
He's
what
a hero.
Happen?
I can't
Not
believe
a super
disrespecting
hero.
Batman.
No,
and
man,
by the
listen.
Way, the Batman, I think, is going to be fantastic.
Robert Pattinson.
We'll
see.
I think it's going
to
be great.
At least be able to fly. At least be able to run fast like the Flash. Do something.
He drives fast.
Exactly. You can do that on the 405
so
at 3 a.m.
Jeff Gordon. I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
And Robin. Robin's the size of Mike Trudell. Who's he going to be?
So
come on.
Here's the thing. First of all, I think Robin we've done away with, right?
No.
Robin was just a TV thing.
Was it Chris O'Donnell or something like that? Did
one
he do it?
Time in
really?
These movies. Yeah. Only one time. It was Chris O'Donnell, and he was with Clooney, and it's the worst Batman movie there was.
It was really
Otherwise,
bad.
There's been no Robin.
How you could do Batman without Robin?
There's
most
like Mason
Batman
without Ireland.
There's
only been
Robin.
One incident of Robin in Batman movies.
So when you do the Mason Ireland, the Mason life story, you can do it without Ireland?
Well, I mean, he takes a lot of shows off.
Well, not as many as you.
Wait a minute. I haven't missed a show since August the 22nd.
Right, but you
I
take
missed
the whole
one
summer
show
off.
Since August the 22nd.
You can't do the Mason life story without Ireland.
I completely agree with
you. You can't do Batman without Robin.
No, you can do Batman without Robin. Yeah. It's been done now for years.
I can hear Michael talk about superheroes all day.
Silver Surfer. At least he could surf.
I love the Silver Surfer. That was one of the really underrated superheroes was the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. All right, Jorge, your turn.
Don't vote for Lara.
Don't vote
there
for
you
Lara.
Go. Man, see, Michael, cool. There you go. Yeah. So I saw this on Twitter the other day, and it was interesting to me. It says, the last thing you Googled is what killed you. So how did you die? I bought groceries.
So I'm looking at Google. I open a Google search.
Yeah, the last thing you looked on Google, the last thing you Googled, that's how you die. So
basketball kill me? How could basketball kill me?
It's just a question, Mike.
Yeah.
I was killed by a novelty color block pullover fleece hoodie on Amazon.
So I was killed because I was talking about this with Jorge. I was killed by Single All the Way on Netflix.
Single All the Way.
I was killed by the Oklahoma City weather.
That's real though.
That can really happen. That's Michael, right. Do you Google?
Oh yeah, all the time. I was just Googled by the NBA.
What's the last thing you Googled?
The NBA. The answers to the games. NBA.
You were killed by the NBA.
I was killed by what? Hoops hype.
You were killed by hoops hype.
Yeah, that's like my favorite website.
Hoops hype is a great. That's how you find out what everybody's making.
Exactly.
That's perfect for that. Good question, Jorge.
Don't vote
for Lara.
That's Latino and Latina
crime. Hey.
She started
don't
it.
Pick
she
on
started
Mike.
Laura started it?
Yeah, Laura started it.
No, you did by bringing your daughter into the politics.
Lara. Show him what Lara did.
So, I was here for it.
Oh, were you here when he potted her?
She potted her
down. Yeah, no, that was wrong.
Hey, guys.
You do not bring.
Yeah, but you can't use your kiss. That's cheating, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No, this is what you
She's
don't.
She's using you.
Playing the sympathies on the little
this
girl.
This is what you don't do.
Don't vote for Lara.
Don't That's vote what you don't do. For Lara. Exactly right. The campaign is on.
What polls are you leading in, Mason?
Best host.
Best host.
Funniest host.
Yeah.
Weirdest host.
Yeah.
And man of the people. Those are my four categories. As of the early results, we've done some exit polling.
Have you prepared a speech for each one?
I have. I've prepared a different speech for right. each one.
There will be no exit polling.
Michael, honest answer to this question, okay? Yeah. How much money would you donate to charity to not have to go to the Mandy Awards?
What?
You're going. There's no choice.
Yeah, no, this is a gigantic station
what
thing.
Mean? Michael, what's the answer?
What Mandy Awards?
Yeah, the Mandy Awards.
I didn't even knew I had somebody.
Of course.
Who's going to? That's the first time hearing of it.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop it.
What, you I have to go?
Yeah, you'll be there.
It's the Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Sunday before the Super Bowl. This is a big station party.
Man, I'm going to be sick.
No, you're not going to be sick. You're going to be there. If you're sick, you're going to be there.
No, because I might have COVID.
Look what you did, Michael. Michael, look what you did.
COVID.
I'm warning you right now.
What?
Look what you did. Hold on 1 second. It's coming. Here it is.
Oh, no.
Jeez. I didn't even know she was here.
No.
Oh, Michael and I actually already went through this via text message about a few months
ago. This is Boss Amanda, by the way.
And what did Michael give for an excuse as to why he couldn't be there?
Oh, no excuse. He will be there.
Right, but Amanda, what amount of money to charity would you approve to have Michael not go?
What can I
contribute?
None.
Oh, come on, man. $1 million.
None.
How about $1,000?
And what I needed to point out to Michael was that in his contract, he is contractually obligated to do certain station events.
Right, but Amanda, everybody has a price. What would the price be for this?
This is for our...
No, this is the biggest event we've ever had for the station.
This is
1,000
listeners.
I haven't had my booster shot yet.
You got your booster shot.
Guess what, Michael? I haven't had mine either.
Well, you shouldn't be there then.
Aww.
See? We could be carriers.
Michael, you didn't even want to get your booster, so.
I know, so I'm trying to put it off.
Michael, I thought you just got it.
He did just get it. He and I had this conversation last week.
The lady said, I'm so big, I might need another one.
Yeah, right. You'll be there.
Uh-huh.
You'll be there.
No, Amanda, seriously, what would the amount be?
There's none.
But Amanda,
not $100 million.
You guys, the actual trophy for the winners is... On behalf of Michael, it's champagne and nuts.
Yes,
right.
Well, I'm already there, so I don't need to be there.
No,
you will be there, Michael.
I will drive to your house and drag your you-know-what out of that house.
When is it?
February 6th.
February 6th.
What time?
Michael, we already discussed this.
In the evening.
It's at 5 o'clock.
In the evening?
5 o'clock. It's before bedtime.
Is that a Saturday night?
No, a Sunday.
Well, I got to watch Curb.
The term will be long over by then.
By the way, there's also a thing called a DVR.
Yeah.
I hate doing
Michael
that.
Michael will it's be full. There My DVR along is full. With everybody there else at the Mandy Awards.
There's nothing that Michael hates more than stuff like this.
Yeah, well, it's time.
Whose idea was this?
Time for you to meet some of our listeners.
Oh, I meet them every night.
How about meeting some? We have 1,000 people at this place.
Hey, Michael, I got an idea. How about if you go for this award show for the whole event, I will let you sit on the end at Laker games.
For the rest of the season after that?
It's February, so yes, for the rest of the season after
that.
But you have to stay. You guys heard it. Michael, you have to stay for the whole event.
Well, what's the whole event? What are you talking
about? Michael, I was going to sneak out after the first award.
Oh, it's a big party, man.
No.
It's a big party.
Well, you know Mason's going to ghost me.
It'll be a few hours.
I'm not going to ghost. This is a big one.
No, Mason will be there.
Yeah.
No, but he's going to be there, but then you won't know.
Whenever halftime is.
I'll leave when it's over.
Yeah, whenever halftime is, he's leaving.
Well, Michael, you have to stay for it.
Until the final awards handed out?
Several hours, yes.
And what's the category? What's the final award? Best host?
We don't have the exact run of show yet. We're still working on
still
that.
Working
can I just sit, can I just sit in the corner away from everybody?
This is the deal. You go, you stay for the whole thing, and yes, you can have that
Michael,
outside
that's a good deal
seat.
For you.
But again,
Ireland,
he has to stay for the whole event.
I think he'll do it. That was a good offer.
He has
man.
To come for the red carpet in the beginning.
Red carpet?
Yes. Yeah, there's a red carpet.
There's a red carpet.
We're wearing tuxedos, Michael.
No.
You need,
yes, you guys are wearing tuxedos.
I'm wearing tuxedos.
Yours
no
will
tux.
Be, you know what? How about this? I'll let you wear your black and white Zubaz pants on the bottom.
Yeah.
And you just have to wear the suit, the jacket on top. And a white button-up shirt, but you can wear your Zubaz pants.
I got a white button-up shirt.
No. We'll get that for you.
We'll
take care of the top part of the tux for you.
Yeah.
But how about another deal? You wear your Zubaz.
Yeah, right. You should wear your Zubaz. We'll do that rest of the tux.
And no shaking hands, right?
You can do.
No, I haven't had a cold in 2 years because we stopped shaking hands.
You can bow.
You can bow. You can do elbows. Yes, you can salute. You can, you know.
Good.
But.
You can do like Kaplan does, finger guns.
The guns?
finger guns?
But Michael, like I said, you got to be there for everything.
What time's the start?
All of it.
Oh, we'll get into it, Mike. We don't.
Yeah, Michael, this
it's
is
like
not
three
like the
from
listen,
now.
We don't need to bore the listeners with all the ins and outs
but
of
where
events.
Is, but we do want people
is
to vote.
Is it in Orange County?
No, it's in Montebello. It's in Montebello.
Yeah.
Where's that?
We'll explain it to you, Michael. It's where real people live. 710awards.net, you can vote. Michael is going to be there.
Isn't that the day of the Pro Bowl?
Oh, God, yeah, I can't go. The Pro Bowl's on. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.